Hey everybody, Lovin Cruz here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. Ever feel like you're constantly being pulled in a million different directions? Like there's an invisible force whispering what you should be doing, buying, thinking, even feeling. Yeah, me too. That's the stuff of peer pressure and social influence. It's real, it's everywhere, and it can totally mess with your head. But here's the good news. Understanding how it works is the first step to breaking free from its grip. Think of this episode like your personal cheat sheet for staying true to yourself while navigating the ever-changing social landscape. So, buckle up, because we're diving deep into the world of peer pressure and social influence, and trust me, you're gonna walk away feeling empowered, not overwhelmed. First things first. Let's define our terms. Peer pressure, that sneaky little monster, is all about feeling forced or coerced into doing something you wouldn't normally do because your friends, classmates, or even online followers are doing it. It's like an invisible game of keep up with the Joneses, except the Joneses are constantly changing their definition of cool. Then there's social influence. This one's a bit broader. It encompasses all those subtle and not so subtle ways our environment, beliefs, and even media shape our thoughts, actions, and decisions. Think about it. Have you ever seen an ad for a new phone and suddenly felt the urge to upgrade yours? Then, social influence at work. Now, here are 5 golden nuggets to help you master this game. 1. Know thyself. This sounds super cliche, but seriously, knowing your values, beliefs, and priorities is like having your own personal compass. When external pressure starts swirling around you, that inner compass helps you stay on course. What makes you happy? What do you believe in? Write it down, think about it, live it. 2. The power of no. This one's a game changer. Learning to say no politely but firmly is your superpower against peer pressure. It doesn't mean you have to be rude or confrontational, just assertive and clear about your boundaries. Remember, saying yes when you really want to say no often leads to regrets later on. 3. Circle of influence. Think about the people who surround you, your friends, family, online communities. Who are the positive influences in your life? Who encourages you to be your best self? Surround yourself with those folks. Remember, you're the average of the 5 people you spend the most time with. Though, don't compare your behind the scenes to everyone else's highlight reel. Social media can be a real pressure cooker. It often shows us only the curated, filtered versions of people's lives, not the messy, real stuff that happens behind the scenes. Remember, what you see online isn't always reality. 5. Challenge your thoughts. When you find yourself succumbing to peer pressure or social influence, stop and ask yourself, is this really important to me? Or am I just doing this because others are? Often, challenging those thoughts can help you make more authentic choices. Ever felt like everyone else knew what they were doing, but you were just winging it? You know that feeling when you're standing at a party, surrounded by people who seem to effortlessly navigate social situations, while you're internally freaking out about what to say next? I've been there. Let me tell you, it's easy to get caught up in trying to fit in and please everyone. But remember, authenticity is always more attractive than trying to be someone you're not. Focus on building genuine connections with people who appreciate you for who you truly are. And don't forget, true confidence comes from knowing yourself, your values, and what makes you happy. So, there you have it, a crash course in understanding and managing peer pressure and social influence. Remember, you're not alone in this journey, and you've got the power to make choices that align with your authentic self. Take a moment to reflect on these key takeaways. Know your values, say no when needed, choose your influences wisely, be mindful of social media's impact, and challenge your thoughts. Now go out there and rock it. And remember, if you found this episode helpful, share it with your friends who could benefit from it. Leave a review, let me know what you think in the comments, I love hearing from you guys. Join me tomorrow for another dose of the Stoic Life, because life is too short to not live it on your own terms.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.